everybody, and welcome to Silver Metal. We're going to be watching Dino Charge Episode 3 in a very funny fan-made thingy that I found on the internet, and it's cool.
You thought that was funny?
Oh, fuck, it was hilarious! That more was like, fun.
We were laughing.
More like fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It was fucking funny. People died.
So many people died! Oh my god!
People died!
There was a porn star in my Power Rangers fan film! Holy shit!
That's amazing!
Right?
Wait, let's save all the reactions for when we actually talk about it.
So, yeah. Cue the roll call! Insert metal! Rising from the ashes, Silvercaster!
Overkill!
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Ishida Zazeel.
Trauma Inducer, North Caster, Cell Saga.
Inspecting the source material, Green Caster, Zenshi.
Bringing Tokusatsu to the West,
Cast Ranger,
Silver Metal.
Game on!
Okay, so now let's actually talk about Dino Charge.
Yeah, alright.
Power Rangers Dino. You ever made that? I need a.
Yes, I did.
Did you make me a Dino Charge thing?
I absolutely did.
I didn't put one in the last episode.
You are a fuckface. I gave it to you because it was easy to clip off the opening.
Yeah. I never used it.
Anyways.
So welcome to the spinoff.
Yeah!
Silver Metal, and we're talking about the third episode of Power Rangers Dino Charge today.
Yay, Dino Charge!
Yay,
dinosaurs! Dinosity!
Dinosaurs!
You know, when this episode opened, and you know, with any Power Rangers, I never know what I'm going to get flashbacks of. But this episode, the first thing I see, I really wasn't expecting to get a flashback to Dodgeball.
I know, right?
The episode opens up with...
I got flashbacks of fucking Big Hero 6, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, but you know...
Were they dodging wrenches in that movie?
No, they're dodging tennis balls!
Well, tennis ball,
well, I mean,
wrench, it's all the same.
Wrench, so...
There it
both
is.
Fix problems.
We should anyway, we should actually introduce Crunchman. Oh, wait, it's Noble.
Today, we
red have... across the fucking board with you today.
Today, we have a special guest star.
And his name is Noble.
One of our mini Cast Ranger fans.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Noble. I don't really have a catchphrase yet.
That's the perfect catchphrase.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
I'm going to put that in the intro. I don't have a catchphrase yet. Noble Caster.
That's pretty close to Tom's.
So, Noble, I just before we begin, I have one question that I need to ask you. Which Cast Ranger ship do you use? Do you go with?
Yes.
What's the fan community out there think?
Who's your OTP? Who's your OTP?
Oh, dear God, stay away from
out
me.
Out of the Cast Rangers.
Oh. It's silver and green. Wah, God!
Oh, God, there's a special...
Shut up and let him answer, maybe.
None.
Oh, oh, come on!
You guys are all unique in your own ways. There's
no, no,
way.
Come on!
Aww.
What's
yay.
The ship? What is, like, you know, like... Like blue X,
Lane,
blue
sorry,
X North.
You guys with any of you with Lane? Lane is Bay.
Bravo, sir.
He is Pink Caster.
Yeah, there we go.
It's nice to have you on the show.
No, I have the best one. I have the best one. Red Caster and Arcadia Caster.
She was never on.
She was in. She talked for 1 minute.
And it's your job to edit that out, fuckface.
I couldn't because Lane talked over it.
Then you edit Lane out.
No, I edit the whole fucking section out.
Shut up.
So, Noble, how do you like seeing how this actually works?
Good.
Okay. I know,
this is
right?
all going in the episode, so it doesn't matter.
I know, right?
Anyway, it's good to have you on, though. It's great to have a fan on. And, why don't you start us off, then, with our little episode recap.
You do not want to do that, I'm sorry.
Oh, we'll talk about balls.
Okay,
there we go.
So the teenagers with attitude are doing their thing in the dinosaur cave that they got going on there, and they all of a sudden run into all of the evil villains at once.
No, let's talk about Coda being.
Oh yeah. So Well, like I said, the episode starts up with Riley, you know, practicing with his sword by shooting tennis balls. You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, haha. Yeah. Turns out now Tyler's working in the burger joint with everyone, you know.
Because they all have to be at the same place all the time.
They all gotta work
exceptionally
together.
Proud of it, I might add.
And
I think he's just psyched to have a job.
Used me, kind of.
Yeah.
Ploy.
I swear to God, when I first saw him walking in with that, I'm like, did that bitch fire Shelby?
Kendall! But then we also see that, I don't know, maybe Chase just does this with all the ladies, or Chase may have a thing with for Shelby, which,
He goes full creep in, like, two seconds.
How's it going there?
Oh, you're looking mighty fine.
You might as well have said, why don't you slide me them digits, baby?
Yeah. It's like, that was basically the
why don't you just give me the electric slide?
Meanwhile, the BDSM-themed female villain that follows him around all the time is right there.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so, like, they're talking about the Energems, and we finally address the monkey in the room. Bring up that Coda is a caveman.
That's racist.
That is totally racist.
That is
absolutely racist.
We're humans!
We're all humans.
So, hey, man, that's a different species.
Yeah, that's like a completely different
they
species.
They are a
human.
Special snowflakes group of people with their own unique culture, and you will respect them.
Yeah.
And we killed them all.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, man, white person shame, all the more reason.
I'm the only person in this room who actually has something that's not white in them, so you can fuck off, white man.
I know, right? I'm Eastern European.
So when is he taking it out of you?
Anyway, but for real.
Dad!
We see that finally Coda is revealed to be a caveman. Cool. And they're like, wait, how's that possible? Well, Coda...
They brought it up by Kendrick or Kendall, whatever, telling
Kendall?
Them that... Kendricks!
Kendricks!
Whatever. They mentioned that Coda found his blue energem 100,000 years ago, and they're like, wait, he's 100,000 years old? No, he would be older than that, but whatever. So they established a really convoluted plot point, I think, that once you bond with the energem, you stop aging.
Which... Don't you want to bet that's never going to be brought up again?
Never.
That was just like their way of saying.
You know what?
Man.
You know what? That's the Super Mega Force version of why am I black now?
Yeah.
No, like I said, this show takes place in the Highlander universe.
They have to cut off his head.
They have to cut off his head to get the caveman to
no,
die.
No,
this must be how they. This is my theory on how they came to this plot point. So in the stock footage, the Blue Ranger uses a lot of like. You know, lifting and throwing and grappling moves, because that was the character.
To make
the English version of him, they wanted him to be super strong. How can we justify this? Let's make him a caveman. Oh, if he's a caveman, that means he would have been really old. Why does he look the same still? Let's decide that maybe they just don't age when they get the energem.
Even though they're in New Zealand, which is right around the place where you might be able to find Pippi Longstocking's descendant. So you could have just done that.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
My point is...
I think he just wants to fuck Pippi Longstocking.
My point is that's a really convoluted plot point to establish just to make the Blue Ranger a caveman.
I'm just saying.
Just to justify the throwing moves he does in battle.
I'm just saying, that's just as good an explanation for super strength as caveman. But though dinosaur theme, I suppose.
Although the thing that like gets to me... Wait, Coda... You're give or take a couple years, 100,000 years old. Like, how have you not picked up proper English yet?
Yeah, you've arguably lived about 100,020 something years.
Me and Crunchman talked about this, and I have a theory.
Oh, yeah?
Oh?
Or no, it wasn't Crunchman, it was on one of the Facebook pages. It's because he's a caveman, he was around before his brain was able to fully develop like ours are.
Ooh. That's biologically possible.
That's what I was thinking, but if they tell us this and establish that, then they'd be fine.
Oh, yeah, as if they establish, and we're only three episodes in, I'll buy it. I have another theory, too, that might work. They're just going to Captain America it, and he got, like, frozen or trapped in a cave for 100,000 years.
Again, like Highlander 3.
Again, a sound theory is if they would establish that.
Although I like your theory, Noble. I think that's cool.
Did you guys catch the Mighty Morphin nods that they pulled off in this episode?
Like when he mentioned hunting sabretooths and mastodons?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was like, oh, yay, references. I like those.
This episode is full of references.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that at the end.
It's even funnier because technically a pterodactyl is the sixth ranger.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than, yeah, a lot of things.
There we go. I know what my nickname will be. I'll be the future. I'll be future caster.
Future caster.
I can see the future.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm from the future.
He is from the future. That's his canon. Oh, God.
So after that, they all head out. What was it? Like, on the viewing globe, they see that...
Which is awesome, by the way.
Oh, yeah. They got this, like, giant...
holographic world map thing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's pretty cool. They see that, oh, there's trouble afoot with the Vizix and such.
We have this giant view of the entire world. Oh, yeah, he's like a couple blocks away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he'd be fine.
He'll be right off.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, have they done that in a while, like, going back to, like, the old Mighty Morphin thing where they would teleport, at least? Or are they just literally running there at this point?
You know what? I can't remember the last Rangers who teleported.
They have cars! They have cars!
I would just love to, like, see them, like, cut to them, like, in, like, let's say they use their Jeep, like, as, like, a communal thing. Just love to see them, like, drive, we gotta get to the monsters! Goddamn traffic!
Yeah.
And just the moment...
LA traffic is terrible!
Where they're actually just silent, just driving in.
Luckily, this seems to be a rural enough neighborhood that there isn't a traffic problem.
Although I'm just picturing, like... who would be the driver in this? Probably Tyler, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's his truck.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Tyler, can we get a move on? Hey, you have to follow the stop signs and the lights. Otherwise, we live in anarchy. And I'm a ranger, damn it.
We're goddamn Power Rangers.
No.
It's like we have to follow traffic light, traffic laws. For God's sakes, we're not cavemen.
Sorry, Coda.
No. So what you're saying is he's the black guy from Big Hero 6.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wasabi, yeah.
This is a car chase.
There's no stopping in a car chase.
So they get to the park, and this is where finally the Rangers meet the big bads.
Like, all of them come down at once.
Sledge and Poisandra.
Poisandra
and
Wrench.
Is that his name, the tier
guy?
Yes,
yes.
Okay, is it just me, or does Wrench sound like Tristan from Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged?
Absolutely.
Quite a lot.
Hey, guys, what are you up to?
God damn it, Nappa.
I don't think he's ever said that.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he did, in, like, one of the parody episodes.
But it's just like, I'm just watching this, and I'm just expecting him to go, "Thin in school."
In a few hours, the sun will rise.
So, my pointy head gives me super strength. I'm a Salvador Dali painting.
Now we're turning him into Barney. Yeah,
that was the joke.
Yeah, that was the joke of Tristan.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, there's a purple dinosaur in Dino Charge.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Well, it's not the same dinosaur as Barney, but there is a purple plesiosaur in the Dino Charge slash
Courier. That's not being from the future. That's just giving spoilers. So you're spoiler caster, Noble.
Spoiler casters on the show. Let's face it, Cast Rangers ruined.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You said ruined wrong. Come on, it's ruined.
It's ruined.
Ruined.
But you put such emphasis on the U.
Ruined caster.
So they meet, like I said, they meet with Sledge, and we get Sledge's, like, story of how he made it back to Earth. Okay, get this, people. This belongs on a like Manowar album cover. So. Sledge waited for millions of years.
Now, what I think happened is the damage that the bomb did blew out their engines. So
exactly.
They, yeah.
Drifting.
Yeah, he was drifting in space for millions of years, and he had to wait. And he says he waited. He waited for the opportune moment. Now, as we all know...
Apparently, all these villains are immortal also, because they were alive for 65 million years.
Why not? With the big bads, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
It's a thing. So... Now, we all remember that Sledge likes to collect asteroids, because why not? He used his net.
His electronet.
His electronet.
Good job, Cyrax.
To catch a comet and rode that shit back to Earth. That's amazing!
Because apparently the comet outweighs his entire ship.
Yes!
And instead of slowing the comet down, it just dragged them along.
Hey, look, if you gotta get a ride, you gotta get a ride, motherfucker.
So wait,
space doesn't work like that.
I know, but,
Yes.
Space. If that worked like that, okay, well, how did he catch asteroids to begin with?
Because they don't move that fast.
Also, his ship is damaged at this point.
Yep, and he's drifting.
He's drifting. So then a keeper comes by. They have him and...
who seems taller, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, like, I don't know if like maybe they just had to get a different actor for that shot, or...
Or maybe keeper grew up. I don't know.
He still looks like this is a distant sequel.
Shut up, dog!
I'm going to say his neck extended a little.
Yeah, oh, so like actual like E.T.?
Looks exactly like, honestly, this is like some sort of weird sequel to E.T. I swear, one of them is Elliot. One of them had better be Elliot.
Maybe that's the Sixth Ranger.
You know what the best part about that was, though?
What?
I was watching it from Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And literally right after that scene when they fade to black, you know what they had?
What?
A commercial for E.T.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, God.
And I think I know why Sledge is collecting the... Why he was collecting the asteroids.
Oh, please tell us.
Because, essentially, they would have... Because, science-y doodads and all that, apparently asteroids and stuff have, like, ore and stuff on them. So he's probably like, oh, this might have something useful. Oh, this might have something useful.
Yeah.
Sure.
That could work.
Collecting useful things that he might be able to use for fuel.
My theory is he used them to slingshot at his bounties that he was catching.
Or he just needs something... Or he just needs something to throw at his minions when he's bored.
Yeah, that too. Same thing.
No, like the bounty hunter, the bounties would be in ships, right? So he would sling the asteroids
at their ships.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of badass.
Yeah,
the Power Rangers equivalent of red shells.
Yeah.
Oh, he uses them for red shells. That'd be amazing.
That'd be pretty cool.
No, he draws in front of them and then just disengages the net.
Oh yeah, that's good.
That's
too.
A lot of fucking asteroids, though.
He must be awesome at Mario Kart.
So, Keeper and Sledge have a little battle of words, and then Keeper just fucks off.
Yeah,
there's one thing he says, though, before he disappears that really has me questioning. He said that the Energems have bonded to the Rangers. If you touch them, you are the one who will be destroyed. Now, I'm wondering if he means this metaphorically or literally. Like, oh, you shouldn't touch them because it's our duty to protect them, or if you actually touch them, they will straight up destroy you.
And that's like the final episode, what they decide to do. And they all go to Keeper. Keeper, what the fuck? Why didn't you tell us that to begin with?
But I did!
Why did you do the Dr. Evil pinky point?
I don't know! It turns out he's a villain.
All the Rangers just look over at Keeper. Shit stomp the little dude!
Oh, he'll grow... He'll grow even taller!
No! It would end with a... Oh, Keeper!
I have a thought, like, just as image, like, every episode, Keeper gets gradually bigger.
By the end of the show, he's, like, twice as tall.
But they never mention it.
No.
But they never mention it.
Except for maybe, like, one point halfway through the series. Does Keeper look taller to you? Nah, it's my imagination. And then never again to the end.
That's cool.
So Keeper just splits, and it's like, okay, and bye.
He walks away. He walks away, almost about to hit the Red Ranger, but then...
You all have cancer now, bye.
Riley's like, okay, keep her.
Wait.
Where'd you go?
So,
did you help Zordon? No.
That makes Kendall Alpha.
Oh.
No, that makes her the obvious bureaucrat that Power Rangers has been needing. I mean, come on. We have always needed a Power Rangers thing where we have, like, the glasses-wearing, suit-wearing individual who's like, all right, so, teenagers with attitude, we're gonna be, fighting evil today. Rita has sent 3 monsters to the planet, 1 in Taiwan, 1 in Hong Kong, and 1 in Angel Grove. I'm gonna have 2 of you go to Taiwan. I know, your Megazord needs all 5 of yous. But we're running low on budget.
Actually, they don't. They only need 2.
They only need 3.
All right. So, look, you two are just going to have to fight in Zords. I know you're the minorities, but I'm really, really sorry. You guys are going to go over there, and you're going to fight the big monster over there with the super cool Megazord. You know, all right, have fun.
I'm just picturing this...
Oh, no, budget.
I'm just picturing this bureaucrat ranger, though. Where he's wearing, like, a full-out, like, suit and the shoes and the ties, but he's still got, like, a helmet.
An actual bureaucrat ranger.
Yes. And, like, he's got, like, glasses over the helmet.
And one of those visors. One of those
is
visors.
Is part of the helmet.
Matthew Broderick as bureaucrat ranger.
How are you doing, Bureaucrat Ranger? Unhappy. Unhappy.
That's like the standby chime for his final attack.
Yes.
Unhappy.
It's his communicator ringtone.
Yeah.
Everyone else
is no, he's unhappy.
Unhappy. Unhappy. That's the name of this episode.
Bureaucrat Ranger.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyways, what were we talking about? Dino Charge?
Okay, yeah, apparently. Sledge decides he's going to shoot him, and he does, and he misses, but Power Rangers.
And then, through the smoke, they're all morphed already.
They're all morphed, and,
you think you're the one that said, bullshit, this is bullshit.
But then I remembered that they morph at least twice an episode.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they have a fight, and I noticed that they were demorphing way too easily.
Mm-hmm. They're still young.
Yeah, but still, like, the power...
It's like this
plus, these are all the main villains of the show.
This is don't forget that this is like Zio. They get stronger the more they use their powers.
Yeah.
But still, you have to think that Chase and Coda have been Rangers longer, so they should have still been able to stay around.
But we
more.
Don't know how much longer. They could have not fought at all before the others showed up and just had them. For all we know,
100,000 years.
Because these guys just sort of showed
100,000 years.
No.
Does that mean he had the what's the gun called?
The Dino Morpher. I was going to mention the batteries, but it's the same point.
Yeah.
For all we know, he had the Energem for 100,000 years and didn't have the ability to actually morph until Kendall showed up.
Yeah.
The way I see it, here's how it was going before the show actually started. They found Energems and they were studying them and shit like that, and they went, "Huh, the skateboarding slacker and that person over there who's not technically a person in the eyes of the government. Time for experimentation."
No one will miss either of you.
Exactly. I think they were just chosen to be Rangers because no one would miss them if anything went wrong.
You know what? I would find that within Kendall's character at this point.
Right?
Do you guys remember when Power Rangers was about friends fighting together? What happened?
No, I don't remember that.
Now it's the
business.
Now it's the product of a large corporation and the bureaucrat that works for them hiring a bunch of teenagers with attitude for unpaid labor to protect the world when the government could be doing it.
I'm particularly curious about the name that was on Kendall's laptop. I can't even remember what it was.
It was like Estrix.
It was some esoteric sounding company name.
Obama.
Yeah.
Obama.
It was Obama.
Obama.
Now, I can't remember exactly. Why did the fight end between them and Sledge?
He got hurt somehow.
They dicked off for no reason.
No.
They beat the shit out of them.
No, it was because they were only there to distract the Rangers while Fury signaled the Shredder monster.
Oh, yeah.
Still, though, they established that kind of after they poofed, so it kind of looked like they were just kind of going, "We've defeated you and made you unmorph."
Yeah,
bye!
Yeah, because they defeated them. They were all unmorphed.
Oh, yeah.
But Sledge, during it, said, "I'm getting too old for this."
Yeah, and then he was like, "I'll give you 1 hour to surrender."
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Bye!
So, yeah, Sledge sets off his jetpack, and best thing, it doesn't work the first time.
It's like, jab it.
Yeah, so like, go, brr.
I'm still floored by the fact that he's got jetpacks in his goddamn shoulders. His arms should be cinders!
Or at least heavily scarred on his triceps. They should be made of rock and calluses.
Speaking of Sledge, if you pay attention, you can tell what a fucking fat neck he's got bulging under his helmet.
And I have yet to confirm that this is real or not, but on the Power Ranger fan page on Facebook, they said that
Sledge was repurposed.
Sledge is another
Sentai?
It's a Sentai villain, like a monster. Then they repurposed, put armor all over him and everything to make him look like he is original, but he's actually just underneath it.
Did you look that up?
Yeah, I looked it up. I couldn't find anything. All I found out about that was that the actor, I'll say his name later, is the same voice actor who did the clone of the White Thunder Dino Ranger.
The White Dino Thunder Ranger.
The White Dino Thunder Ranger back in Dino Thunder.
Aberrate Killer?
Yeah, the voice of Aberrate Killer's evil clone, apparently.
Sick.
What's his name? Hey, go on, but...
Aberrate Killer's evil clone.
Yeah.
How redundant.
Yeah.
Where's that Sentai jaw?
Yeah. So, Sledge fucks off, and Tyler notices that Fury was standing off to the side dramatically.
Tyler looks like he's having nom flashbacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks like he's working some PTSD while trying to solid snake around, trying to not get eaten by evil bladed lion guy.
One second, sorry. Adam Garnier, voice of Sledge. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. So the other, so he tries to follow Fiori, and the other Rangers are being ignorant fucking morons.
They're like, we gotta work together. And Tyler's like, I got a hunch. Well, hunches aren't always right. Why do I get the feeling this hunch is gonna be right?
Yeah. I've got a hunch, plus Red Ranger. Outranked.
Yeah.
I got a hunch. Okay, Quasimodo.
They trust the dude.
I was like, how do I make the hunchback joke?
They trust the dude who, like, just showed up in episode one for no apparent reason than the two cannon fodder employees they gave superpowers to.
Yeah.
He outranks them.
So Tyler's, you know, he's following Fiori, and Fiori senses that he's there. Now, you cannot tell me this wasn't a reference. When Fiori just starts sniffing the air and goes, smells like...
It smells like humans.
And you cannot tell me that wasn't a reference to Ivan Ooze.
All three of us were just like, smells like teenagers.
I was really expecting him to say teenagers. He said human, but
well,
it's close
because
enough.
They're not actually teenagers.
Why are they not teenagers with attitude anymore? I know that they've never actually been teenagers.
Well, technically they did that in Megaforce. They were high schoolers.
That's cool, but at the same time, this is still a show about a bunch of teenagers getting powers fighting monsters.
And you can't tell
and now
me
it's,
they will
now
not
it's about a bunch of 20-somethings with dead-end jobs.
Who are enlistable age for the military? Now this is just about a fucking recon group.
I really don't think so.
It's like, it's Young Justice.
This is just Call of Duty Power Rangers.
No!
We'll get to that later.
No. No, stop it, Ron.
Stop it, Ron!
So Sledge comes in and completely ignores Fury's suspicion that there might be someone watching.
You know, right there.
And then Fury, while just having suspected that someone may be watching him, goes ahead and blabs the entire details of the plan in front of Sledge and Tyler.
Who was all like, hey, stop being suspicious of that rock, we have things to do.
Stop being suspicious of that rock that seems to have legs poking out. Yeah. Ah, it's fine.
Cool, don't worry about it.
I'm sure that's a thing
on
this planet.
Why does that rock have jeans?
It's one of those leg rocks I've been reading about.
You don't remember leg rocks from the Triassic period, buddy? It was all over the place.
Before my collection was destroyed, I had rocks with all sorts of appendages. Arms, tails, everything.
Didn't you read the dossiers?
For some strange reason, my freaking dick rocks kept going missing while I was in space. In an unrelated note, my girlfriend doesn't want to sleep with me anymore.
Now, get away from that dick rock. Now, get away from that leg rock over there and help me look over at this flannel tree.
Okay. This is weird.
So after finding out the plan, Tyler chases down the scrap monster.
He follows the other Rangers to the hideout.
And then he catches the scrap monster, who's then about to get away in his little portable ship. And then he fucking rams the fucker in his truck!
Is that gonna be a thing with this series?
Yes!
We're just, like, everyday normal human-ass things can you use to take on this alien armada thing? Like, honestly, we're 3 for 3 at this point. Shovel, rod, car, like...
There's going to be a prehistoric nuke that they've got that they're just gonna throw in a blender, and they're gonna blend it, and it's gonna turn it off in exactly the right way so that none of the components actually explode, but it is, like, destroyed beyond repair. They're gonna destroy, a Jurassic period nuke with a blender.
And Kendall's still gonna be snotty about it.
Exactly, she's still
You went over budget with the blender!
She's still gonna be like, you got a Kenmore blender? I only gave you money for a cheap Sears brand blender!
Said the former Sears employee.
Don't tell them that. I'm ashamed of that.
Hey,
rightly so.
I used to work at Swiss Chalet, okay? Oh. I get the shame.
I worked at an off-company delivery company that delivered motorcycle engines apart.
Well, that's just cool, okay? You dealt with hog parts. I had to fucking go up to people and be all like, fucking... would you like a fucking Sears card with your fucking washer and dryer?
Hey dude. He worked with hog parts. I worked with hog parts.
You worked with chick parts, you fucking Lester slash killer.
There's pork at Swiss Chalet. Anyways, so yeah, a brief glimpse into the life of a podcaster. You've been warned.
Don't be like us. Just listen to us.
Yeah. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yep.
Anyway, sorry. So, what was the tier monster name?
I completely forgot. Scrap something?
Wrench. That's it.
Oh, oh yeah, the crying one.
Yeah,
Wrench,
yeah, the cry. We actually see him cry, which was weird.
And he said that.
No! He said it stings.
Yes, he did.
I love it.
Like, no.
He said it.
That's a Sentai reference, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It's an actual reference to the Japanese show.
Noble, put a thing in a jar.
I will. Hold on, let me get one.
There's two jars.
Now you must send 25 cents to my PayPal account.
But actually, I thought it was cool that Wrench, like, because even though he's got like this kind of like crying thing going on, he is one of their generals. He's actually got some moves.
Oh yeah,
we saw him fight pretty good, and like, cause he and Scrapper have a 2-on-1 fight with Tyler.
Yeah. Oh god, what the fuck is going on in the mic?
Something blow up over there, Noble?
Noble!
Sorry.
Did you morph?
Did you superheat that jar?
He made the jar of glass. He just like...
He just went out and smelted a jar.
Yes. And then filled it with water, put it into boiling water, and watched it explode into several glass shards everywhere. I'm dark today.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll need that later. But, I keep calling him Tears.
Wrench.
Wrench and Scrap. Wrench and Scrapper are beating up Tyler.
That's a new name for him.
And then they get shot up. Turns out that the other Rangers are here, right?
Yeah.
Wrench fucks off.
Yep.
And so it turns out that they went back to the base to get their new Dino Steel weapons.
Yep.
And,
you know what?
They morph. And then,
Wait, before we talk about the Dino Steel, we should mention that they have completely stock footage-ified the entire morph sequence now.
Nobody
Something
cares
no other Power Rangers series ever did!
Nobody cares but you.
I care!
Also, yeah. Shooting your own footage is expensive. Do you understand this?
Did Megaforce give them that bad of a financial hit?
It's entirely possible.
Yes!
It's also, they need to actually get camera people to go out and get more raw footage. You need to pay more people more money, and Power Rangers is about being cheap, goddammit!
It's an extra 5 seconds.
It's an extra 5 seconds? That's a truck?
It is actually...
That is a driver? That's a cameraman?
Who are already there because they were filming the scene anyways.
And several hours of shooting raw footage.
Do you want us to write a strongly worded letter?
Yes!
Then do it!
I will!
Go write a strongly worded letter.
Letter?
And mail it to him.
And I know.
Mail it back to you, then you can shove it right up.
And I know exactly which letter I'm gonna write! C!
Ew.
C! For cranberries.
I thought you were gonna write double.
Double!
That's right.
Don't take my butt up, up, but up, but.
I invented butt up, up, but up, but.
No, you
didn't. McDonald's did.
I'm loving it!
I hate you. This is a silly episode.
I love it.
It's
okay,
great, though.
Okay, let's finish this off in one fell swoop.
Anyway.
Monster gets made big. They beat the
No, wait, no. He gets made big, but not the way that we thought it was going to be.
So Lucky Hero's not in the show, at least.
And my theory was wrong.
They just mega laser him. Like,
they just so they beat him up with their new toys, I mean weapons, and, you know, available now. And then, like,
probably.
Sledge is just like, fire the laser!
The laser!
Orbital bone laser!
I just love it. Like, he fires the laser, and
he
goes...
destroys the monster.
Wrong laser!
Do we even have that laser?
Or even better, cuts back to him. Well, actually, that's just footage from the movie Independence Day, but the real laser's gonna be a lot like that. Yeah, scary.
So they
it's 1969. Independence Day won't be made for another 20-odd years.
So they straight up Power Rangers in space, the motherfucker, and he grows giant.
Yeah. And then we get two other Zords. We get the Triceratops and the Stegozord.
Yep.
And they look cool. I like how they look.
I love the way the Stegozord attacks with this just, like, jumping, spinning spin ball of hedgehoggy death.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta say, too...
Gotta go fast.
Quickly, though...
He's even blue.
I guess this is also going to be a running thing. Every time the monster dies, he's going to make a pun.
That's been a thing in Power Rangers forever.
Has it?
Yes.
Has it
pretty, really? Yeah.
My soul will stay with Zekt forever.
That's it. Break out the Rider jar.
Oh, God.
The Rider jar.
We're going to have so many jars.
We're going to have, like, 5 jars.
We're going to save so
A jar
much.
Sentai.
We're going to save
oh, God.
So much money with all this, like, jar shit.
We don't even need to switch to Geico.
We saved with our Sentai jars.
I saved 10% by switching to Sentai. Yep.
Can you imagine if we had swear jars?
Oh, God.
We'd be broke at the end of a podcast.
We'd be broke mid-podcast. We'd be fuck shit-ass broke.
Yes.
Yeah, crap boob damn.
But man, shit, piss, cunk, fuck, cocksucker,
motherfucker, so, tits, fart.
Okay, shut up. So they get the Megazord happens, and they have an original cockpit design, which is I actually liked better than Kyuriger's.
You an original cockpit design?
That's amazing.
That took effort.
I wanna say one thing too. As a dinosaur enthusiast, I just appreciate that they added this. The fact that when we see the T Rex pre mechanical form, it's got a plumage of feathers on the back of its head. That's actually nice that they did that.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're showing... Yeah. It's cool to show that they...
All the dinosaurs have a thing that, like, opens or activates when the batteries are in them.
No, he's talking about when he throws the battery and showing a T-Rex.
No, I know.
Oh.
Yeah. No, that's all I want
to
say.
Oh, yeah, you're referring to the projection of the actual T-Rex.
Yeah. How that could show you...
Well, they did that because, like, like I was saying, all the Zords in this series have a thing that, like, opens or activates when the battery is put in. For the Stegosaurus, the sword in the middle of the back comes up. For the Triceratops, the drill pops out. For the T-Rex, the hair plumes up.
Yeah. So the Megazord is formed, finally, and I gotta say, I love this thing.
Oh, it's...
This might be one of my favorites.
If you like it, you will like what is to come.
Oh. Maybe it's just because I'm coming off Tokuger.
Oh, God.
Any Megazord's gonna look better.
Thank you.
Speaking of coming off Tokuger, look out this weekend for our next Cast Ranger where we talk about the Ninja premiere.
Yay!
We're whores.
I'm very happy.
Woohoo. I didn't like Ninja,
we'll talk about that later.
So, long story short, Power Rangers happens. They defeat the monster, they make a pun, monster extinct, and I guess they learned about teamwork?
Even though two of them were explicitly discluded from that.
Yep. And one of them being the main objector of him not being on a team.
Yeah.
Like a Chase.
Yeah. They'll get to their episodes.
They'll have their episodes. You'll get yours.
He'll get his purple motorcycle-themed armor, and he'll be badass.
Yeah.
So then immediately after the fight, another reference happens.
This one does not involve a Sentai jar.
This is actually I had no idea about this. This is a very clever Easter egg, and actually, Dave, kudos to you for catching it.
Yeah.
So, we're back at the diner, and Tyler is, he's cooking some burgers, and he's humming something.
And he's humming the Kyuriger theme song.
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that.
Listen to it.
Yeah, if you listen to it, at the very end, when he's flipping the burger, and he sees, like, the two of them about to run into each other, him Black Ranger, they're both humming it.
Yeah, so, like, if you want to know what part of the song he's humming, it's like... It's the second part at the opening where it goes, whoa, whoa,
yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, 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 and then he breaks into da na 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 na.
So, like, honestly, that's a... Little Easter eggs like that are just great.
Oh, yeah.
Just to show that they actually watch the...
Well, he loves Sentai. The Red Ranger, he says, like, on Twitter, he watches Sentai religiously. Like,
that's really great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That they know about, watch, and enjoy the source material.
You know what, it's just cool that they do that, you know? And... could you imagine, like, the director or whatever didn't know, he just said, just hum to yourself something.
I don't know what that is, but I like it! Print that shit!
So, episode ends...
We should make a show about that theme song!
So, episode ends with Tyler showing that he can, flip a burger. And he flips it up in the air, and the burger's gone!
And just before that, Koda backed off screen.
And they're like, where's the burger?
The slyest look ever, too. He's like... Looks over, he's like,
it's
time!
My time is now. I do a thing.
And he just...
Racist! He actually talks like that!
And so,
it's
like,
that's not a race, that's a species.
That's true. That is true. He's a specious.
So,
I just love how it pans over to Koda. His mouth is full of burger. All I'm going is, how did he do that?
He's got the whole burger in his mouth at once.
Without anyone seeing.
Got the whole...
And it was a really thick-ass burger,
and then,
too.
And then he
spits, like, maybe 5% of it out in chunks at them.
Then he's... Yeah, he just spits it all over. I'm like, ah. And it just ends with, Koda. Might as well.
100,000 years and I still haven't learned table manners.
And that's episode 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is how that went.
It really, so, other than them meeting the main villains and our first Megazord, we not, you know, it's getting into the groove.
Yeah.
It's getting into the formula that is Power Rangers. And, you know, not going to say, it's fine. It's fine.
I just like to imagine there was a cutscene where Kendall goes up to Shelby, points at Tyler, I'm training your replacement.
I just can't. Like, I'm still holding hope on that one, though, that she's just going to go, I'm a Ranger, if she does become
one. I can totally see Kendall becoming the Violet Ranger.
Yeah, we've said this.
Because she's violent.
That too.
Oh!
You're not the only one to make that joke.
But I'm the one, the first one to do it on the podcast. Let's go move on to the feature topic.
Oh my god.
Well, before that, you forgot to mention all the things that we liked about the episode and all the things we didn't like.
Yeah, Dave.
Well, I like the episode. Let's move on to the podcast.
Hey, but for real. Like I said, Megazord was cool. I love that Megazord design. It was cool to see it in action, however. And, like, I'm a huge dinosaur fan, so just, you know, I'm a sucker for the dinosaur Megazords.
Yeah.
So there it is.
My favorite part of the episode was literally just the humming of the Kyuriger theme song, because I literally was, at first I had to do a double take and stop the episode and go, okay, wait, what? No, stop that, stop it, stop it right now, bad.
No, not bad.
That's awesome.
But cool.
Sorry, Noble, you were saying?
I'll let everyone else go. I might take a little while with my...
Oh, dear God.
Okay, Paul,
yeah.
It's cool.
Cool!
Succinct.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
I liked it.
It's fun.
It's good. It's nice to see the character dynamics slowly taking shape. The whole caveman / energems don't age you bullshit kind of got me questioning, but I'll accept it at this point.
You better, because you have no choice in the matter.
Hey, man, he's got a rich, in-depth lore that you gotta get to know.
How dare you?
Yeah, he hunts saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah.
Tyrannosaurus! Sorry.
Yeah. So far, the goods outweigh the bads. We're gonna keep watching.
Pretty fun.
Alright, come on, Noble. Let's hear what you've been ranting about on Twitter all day.
Yo. Okay. Welcome, listeners, to Noble's Things
Dear
the
God.
Toys Can't Do That They Do in the Show.
Welcome to No Bullshit.
Close!
I like it.
That's what we can call
ourselves. That's what this is called now.
I'm just on it today.
Wait, one second. I need you to say, welcome to No Bullshit, because I need to save that clip and use it from now on.
Welcome to No Bullshit.
Nailed it.
All right, there you go.
Good stuff.
So, Coda, during like the first, after they get their Mucho Mucho mode, which I'm okay with them calling it Dino Steel and all that, but
makes
he's
sense.
Like, Tyler, work better together, and hands him the blue charger, and he puts it in the second slot of the gun.
Oh, I see what you're ranting about.
But the American one only has one hole.
And you wonder why no one's going to be buying it.
They'll probably come out with
an oops, we fucked up. Here's a more accurate version.
The Mighty Morphin thing.
The Legacy.
Yeah, like they'll come out with a Legacy Morpher.
Yeah, 20 years later.
Yeah,
more like accurate.
Hey,
Morpher.
The Cure Huge movie.
Just go buy a Gobble Revolver.
No, they'll start an entirely new line called Actually Accurate.
That's what the Legacy ones have been so far.
Oh. Well, that's
called Prop Fiction.
Oh my god.
Props.
Was that
it? Yeah, it was basically just the gun not being able to hold two batteries. The fact that just in the middle of the first fight, Chase is like, yeah, I never miss a shot, but that wasn't really established before.
I like
you're shooting things now.
I like how Chase consistently refers to him as the hotshot, considering that was the Kyoryu Black's title.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know that was picking up.
But yeah, I was saying I like how Chase constantly refers to himself as the hotshot, considering, you know, Kyoryu Black, Dangan, Noyusha.
Yeah, poor Ian.
He's kind of an asshole like Ian was, too.
No, he is. He's not kind of, he is.
Yeah, fair enough. I will always look this good. There are some negatives.
Yeah. My man.
And then just the last thing I had was the Megazord not being able to actually read the batteries.
Oh, like, yeah. Well, we expected them to cheap out like that.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Plus the batteries themselves...
If you're going to do that, at least cut that part out of the Megazord form.
Yeah. That's probably the only time we'll see that. They only do it the first time, you know, in the show, just to establish...
Yeah, the first time they do a certain combo.
Plus the batteries, the American batteries themselves are shit. You have to actually push it twice to get it fully charged or uncharged.
Yeah, but that's also kind of good for display, because actually I actually built a thing out of Legos. I'll post it on my Twitter later. But essentially, it's like a shelf, essentially, for each one of the batteries. So if you have them in, like, the halfway mode, it can be like it's halfway charging.
I guess.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. But yeah, it was stupid. I kind of wish we got the just one click, because they only do one click in the show.
Exactly. It's like, why? It's like, what even... path of logic would you follow to make such radical and unnecessary changes?
Yeah. When I heard that they're going to do four slots, I was like, oh, okay, so they're going to do the regular, then the Braved In, and then maybe an image of the Ranger, and then the suit, or like the actor, and then the suit, maybe? And it's like, no.
And I think the weirdest change about the battery is the fact that they shrunk the actual image of the dinosaur on it.
Oh, no, that's only on some.
Is it? Because I saw the battery that comes with the American Curute, like the Dino Charge Megazord, because Lane got it, and the image of Gabutira on the battery is shrunk, and I'm like, why?
Well, no, the one on the Megazord battery is actually bigger than the one on the Morpher.
Oh, okay.
Because I got the Morpher today, which is why I'm not posting my Megazord review yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, was that about it?
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Oh, God. Here it is.
So,
featured topic.
So,
oh, dear. We're all still a little moist. We just watched this thing.
I gotta take my pants off. I really gotta take my pants off.
So, now this is a pretty new thing, whether anyone out there, how many people out there know about this. Stop beating it.
No!
No! Me and Paul are in a race.
It's that good!
All right, finish.
And I'm done.
Yeah.
Wow, Paul, you
did it. It was a tie!
Anyway, for those of you that don't know, there recently was a recently released Power Rangers fan film.
Power / Rangers.
Yeah, that's what it's called, Power / Rangers. It was actually made by these guys named Joseph Kahn and Adi Shankar. Joseph Kahn, he's a guy who directs music videos. He directed this. Adi Shankar actually is a major producer these days. He produced The Gray and Dread, which, you know, Dread is awesome.
Yeah.
And there's so much Dread in this.
And it's funny because he actually does, this is a thing he does, where he takes a pre-existing field and he puts his own spin on it. He has done The Punisher, Venom, as in Spider-Man Venom, another Judge Dread fan film, and now... Power Rangers Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yeah. Jeez, Advanced Warfare.
Deluxe
bundle with the DLC.
Yeah.
With the black guy in Porn Stars DLC stabbing people in the face.
We'll get to the Porn Stars, Paul. Have patience.
Trust me, there will be time for the Porn Stars.
Oh. So, basically, yeah, this is the fan film that people say they wanted to see, and I gotta say, it was pretty cool.
It was really good.
We actually had to rewind some parts because we were screaming like fangirls as they revealed each of the characters.
It's true, honestly. Like, wouldn't you scream when your Power Rangers fan film has a knife fight in it? Got a fucking knife fight!
Knife fight!
Knife fight!
Those poor non-Power Rangers fans, they'll never know the simple joy of a Power Ranger knife fight.
Right?
Yeah. Knife fight, gonna fight for your life. Knife fight.
So the movie starts, and the principal scene in it is this interrogation of the Kimberly character by...
By the way, played by Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar Galactica.
And who's the one interviewing him?
Rocky!
Yep.
played by James Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek. Actually, I do like Vanderbeek. He's a cool actor. He's Canadian, so.
Who defected from the human race and the Power Rangers to join up with the Machine Empire.
Because who have apparently taken over the world.
No, because they fixed his leg.
Yes, and have a treaty with the human race, but apparently there's misgoings on where, like, the Machine Empire is slowly but surely taking over the planet with their machine society and, like, improving human society with it.
So yeah. I have a problem with this whole thing that I was trying to bring up, but you guys kept yelling over me.
What do you want?
The Machine Empire was Zeo.
Yeah.
I know, but Zeo is a sequel to
Yeah, MMPR. But they still used MMPR stuff.
So? They're just saying the Zeo powers didn't happen.
Sir, I don't think this one was in canon.
No.
It's not meant to be an accurate depiction of
If it just
frame
said Lord Zedd and Rina, it would have been way better than the Machine Empire.
I don't know.
What can you take more seriously? What can you take more seriously? A marauding army of, like, basically Cybermen who, yes, in the show were really, really hokey looking, but they're still an alien race of robots that can be a mindless onslaught.
Here's the thing.
What is more intimidating? Mindless robot army of doom or witch in a dumpster?
Here's the thing. The Machine Empire was part of this so they would be able to justify the advanced warfare setting.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Noble.
I was going to say, yeah, it's like robots or guys that go woo the entire time.
Exactly.
And have.
Although
why?
I would have liked them to see them try and do a serious reboot with them around.
Yeah. So, but actually, I thought that was an interesting idea. Because all this really was they had to hang. Like, I guess they wanted to go, like, kind of apocalypse.
Yeah.
They just needed something to hang that on. Hey, I can do pretty good robotics in my CGI, so.
Yeah.
Machine Empire.
Exactly.
We just get Rocky, like, twisting holographic dials on the screen
exactly.
and half the thing.
Not to mention the fact that it gives the Power Rangers a reason to all be war-torn veterans that are just way too old for this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, basically, the whole thing is, Rocky is interviewing Kimberly, right? Basically, he's just asking, where's Tommy, right? And the entire movie is
14 minutes long, by the way.
Yeah, it's short, so give it a shot. But it feels longer.
Oh, it does.
But in a good way.
Maybe that's just because we kept rewinding it.
Yeah, that's true. So he's basically, like, saying, like, what happened to all the other main Rangers, right? Mm-hmm. And, it's not pretty.
Oh, my God.
No. So.
Oh, dear God, no.
So in this continuity, turns out that Kimberly and Jason got married.
Yep.
And then Jason got shot by Balkan's skull.
Yeah.
In the best reenactment of The Godfather I've ever seen, in which he actually did become the Red Ranger.
Balkan's skull, by the way, died too.
Yeah.
By overdose.
Oh, jeez.
Skull by drowning.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's what happened to them.
No.
And Jason became the Red Ranger, literally.
Oh. So,
yeah.
Then we get to the best. Well, I should say the second best portion. The best thing, really, for me was the beginning. Like, it's only like a few seconds long, but seeing them like charge the Machine Empire in the background, you see the Megazord fighting like one of the machines. That was the best part for me.
Yeah,
and the Rangers have fucking rifles.
Yeah, but yes. They have
Halo style rifles.
No, they were like P90s. They were just like
live action. Halo ODST trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
But they look like they were just holding P90s. Like,
I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway, so then we get to the next best part, which is what happened to Zack. So it turns out that Zack made a fortune with his hip-hop Aikido like videos.
He did like an exercise show that you like would see in like the back of a Rogers video on tape for rent.
It's Tybo.
It is Tybo.
It's just Tybo. He decided to take his hip-hop martial arts that made him famous as a Power Ranger and turn it into a corporate shill workout routine.
Yeah!
So he could sleep with porn stars!
Okay, Paul, do you want to say what you want to say?
Brie Olsen's in this movie!
Now, Brie Olsen is a porn star?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Apparently, she was Divatox.
Yes.
There's a scene.
There's a shot of him sleeping with Divatox and Scorpina.
And, like, what?
Is that who the other one was?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I was like, this is the best shot. Best shot of the movie. Oh, money shot.
Talk about torpedoing the sub.
There you go.
Oh,
Okay. So
Mastodon.
So then it also turns out like that he Rocky reveals that Zach actually still did like undercover work. We see him infiltrate North Korea
to fight the resistance of some kind.
I guess.
And apparently the mob boss of this group that he fights, apparently that was General Clank of the Machine Empire.
Yeah.
According to the credits.
Apparently. So then this is where we get our elongated fight scene of the movie. And it was really good, I thought.
And what did he say right before he fought them?
It's morphin' time!
The helmet spawns in his hand, throws it at a guy, ducks down, and the helmet just
catches on his head and forms.
Yeah.
So cool.
And so, like, it cuts back to him in his room where he's, like, training, and he gets shot in the back of the head.
Right. Yeah.
So then we learn about what happened to the other two, Billy and Trini, and this is where it gets sad.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Okay, so now Trini, we don't see her die, but
they just do a shot of her funeral.
She was the first casualty of war. Yes. That was the reason. That
was a dark joke. Not a joke.
But they needed to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Not a joke,
I should say. They did it tastefully, and they did it first to get out of the way.
Now, here's the thing. Do they even say that she actually died during the war?
Well,
it's hard to hear when we're screaming.
They had all the Power Rangers show up in their formal attire.
Well, I mean, it's entirely possible that... No, this is what I mean. She's the first to die. It's entirely possible she died in a car crash. There.
Sure, but Kimberly said it was the first time we buried one of our own. That's the sort of thing that you say after you just served in a battlefield with someone.
Well, hey, I'm just saying. Tweet Trang did die.
Maybe they said the reason explicitly and we just couldn't hear it because we were screaming.
Then we cut to Billy.
Yeah, no, they didn't say it.
Okay, then we cut to Billy.
Who's Ozymandias.
Yeah.
Yes!
And
Jesus, yes!
Actually, I'm going to bring up this later. I want to say all the little references they make later.
Yeah.
But turns out he killed himself.
Yeah.
Which, sad. Right. And we also see that Tommy was in the room with him when it happened. Or got there afterwards, I should say. Mm-hmm. So then this all ends up, like, the whole thing is, where's Tommy? That's Rocky saying that, right? And, he's been there.
The whole time.
Him and Rocky have a bitchin' sword fight.
Yeah.
A katana fight.
Yeah. And it's choreographed brilliantly, and then it all ends with Kimberly shooting Rocky in the head.
Yeah.
And kill him. So then she goes, Tommy, thank God you're here. And he's like, who are you? Because it turned out that Kimberly
died in battle. By the way, we should point out that...
Which makes sense, because at the very beginning, you see Kimberly's helmet on its side. Yeah, it is.
We should also point out that a couple of scenes, they show Tommy with this bitchin' holographic version of the Dragon Shield.
Yeah, like it's like the hollow armor.
It's like the Sentinel armor from Mass Effect.
No, you know what it actually looks like? Mass Effect's fucking thing
the
on their arm.
Yeah, that's what I said, the Sentinel armor.
Yeah.
It's the same text.
So, then he's just like, Kimberly died. I know who you are. And it's...
Her face fucking cracks.
After 10,000 years, I'm free!
And that's where...
Jeez.
And that's where the movie lost me.
Oh, know, that's right? Where the movie ended.
Me too. I thought that was the stupidest ending it could possibly have.
It's like, I created you. Now we can rule the universe together.
Let's never do those loud voices ever again.
After 10,000 years, I'm free!
She had these sticks. She kept spinning them around.
Sticks? Did these sticks have a whistling sound?
They're like nails on a chalkboard.
Don't see ya.
We're gonna have to do like one podcast where we like read the Power Rangers movie.
You know what? I'm on board.
Script reading.
We will totally.
I'm actually down for that. All right. So now, anyway, that's the movie, and I gotta say, I'm impressed.
Oh, it was amazing.
I was expecting this to look like shit. Like, it could have been cool.
When you hear fan film, you kind of assume.
But this had a budget, motherfucker.
Jesus,
right? Like, the special effects were great. The fighting was cool. The costumes were,
They were damaged.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna have, like, gritty, dark reboots of the Power Ranger suits, that's pretty much what they would be.
Yeah, see, like, my whole thing with the suits is, like, I'm sorry, you can't make, like, the diamond thing look intimidating.
They even had the same belt and morphers on
them. Yeah. Like, okay, but they didn't want to change it up too much. I respect that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to say, though, the movie had me up until we saw, like, what, it didn't even look like Rita. It looked like the worst Maleficent cosplayer I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was okay.
No,
but then again, how do you make
Rita? Here's what you do. You don't show her. They could have just had her face cracking.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Maybe her voice gets a little bit higher. And then just cut. Like, I created you. Like, that's...
And when I killed your brother, I found it just like that.
You really do the worst read-up.
I was actually trying to make a Who Framed Roger Rabbit joke.
Okay. I got that reference.
Yeah,
I'd rather watch Who Framed Roger Rosie Rabbit.
No.
No.
Anyways.
No.
So, but other than that, the movie was really cool. Like, I mean, like, yeah, it was, like, weird to, like, look, I'm never going to get over the image of bulk ODing, but...
Yeah. But, that'll haunt some nightmares.
You forgot the best part.
What?
When she's quote-unquote, Rita is getting up and walking towards him, you see the whole scene where it's all her getting everyone killed.
Oh, yeah.
I completely forgot. I'm sorry. Yes, it turned out that Rita was the one behind all the deaths. She mind-controlled, Billy into killing himself. She was, in Kimberly form, was the one who killed Zach and everyone else, basically.
She finally got her revenge on those blasted Power Rangers.
You could have done that. It's just when they showed her was my problem.
Yeah,
Now, my other favorite aspect of the movie were all the little touches that aren't really there, but they're just like, oh, that is a clever Easter egg. My personal favorite being the fact that Rocky has a mechanical leg.
Yeah.
That being because, if you remember, Rocky left because of a leg injury.
Yep.
The other one I loved was how, like, Kimberly called out Rocky for never truly being one of them.
You were a Red Ranger? I mean, that, like, did Red Ranger even mean anything
and
during
there's
your
also
tenure?
The best thing is when, like, Rocky's, like, going through, like, his files... When he's flipping them over, we see a black woman and an Asian man.
I was going to say, I was surprised there was no mention of Aisha and Adam, but apparently they were there.
That was a little Easter egg there.
Okay. X is over
there. The other nice touch I noticed was actually we see that Billy has gone on to become, I guess, a businessman of some sort.
Some sort of corporate success.
We see a framed photo of him with what is very clearly his husband.
Nice!
Which is a nice touch. You know, David Yost is gay, and you know, it's a nice touch to how he had to suffer through all that.
I think what they were trying to say with Billy was that his scientific curiosity got the better of him, and he started doing dealings with the Machine Empire in order to get technology to make more money.
Yeah.
He sold his soul for science.
Basically.
That's like Steve Jobs.
And you know what?
Oh! Too soon! Wait,
not at all.
No. but yeah, it's If Billy was as a character was ever going to have a tragic fall, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. If you were to say, theoretical universe, Zach from Power Rangers gets completely caught up in his celebrity lifestyle and winds up biting off more than he can chew. Sure, I can see it. Tommy becomes a resistance leader after one of the villains actually win.
I mean, hell,
cool,
that,
I see it.
There is footage of Zach, quote unquote, being a space hero. If you remember Space Cases.
Oh God.
All right. Well, that's enough of that.
Yes.
So overall,
final thoughts.
I gotta say, like, if you're a Power Rangers fan, check this out.
Yeah, watch it at least.
I was not expecting it to be this cool.
Oh yeah.
Watch it with an open mind.
I'm also going to say, just for shits and gigs, check out, there's two trailers. I don't even know if maybe this was the original. There's a trailer for a Lord Zedd movie, I think. It's pretty cool. And they actually got Robert Axelrod to do the voice of Zedd in it.
Oh yeah, I think we watched that.
And there's another prequel, it's just a trailer at this point, a prequel fan film called Zordon of Eltar, where we see Zordon as, like, a young warrior.
Oh, nice.
And you know what, just... weird thing, I don't understand, like, this is kind of a cool touch, his emblem is the white tiger emblem.
Oh, cool.
So, whatever that means.
I hope the Phantom Ranger's in it.
No, that makes sense, because the white tiger powers were the one powers that Zordon actually made.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it was made with his own power, it's his.
Nice.
So Tommy became the Zordon Ranger.
Yeah.
He's the one true Zordon-made Power Ranger.
The rest of them
were Ninjor power coins.
So, basically, what we're saying is check this out.
Really?
It's a lot of fun. It's more, like, high budget and a little more high concept than I was expecting.
Especially for Power Rangers.
Exactly. And it's, like I said, it's even got a tiny bit of star power in it. Yeah, that's the weird thing.
People have often heard me say that Tokusatsu and Power Rangers are fueled by the ideology of being small budget. This just goes to show that you can take the bare concepts from either one and make it into a high concept, high budget 15-minute masterpiece.
Yeah.
And make something really, really cool with it. It doesn't need to be low budget. It's just about celebrating low budget filmmaking, in my opinion. But in this case, this was really, really good. Like, there's nothing about it that I'd really complain about, except maybe except the Rita thing at the end, and maybe if I wanted to be pedantic, I don't know how much I like the idea of Bulking Skull selling out the Power Rangers when a big part of their in-show character arcs were becoming better people because of the Power Rangers.
Although there was that arc where they were trying to just find out who they were could be famous.
No, I know that, but even that...
That was early. That was even, early game.
And that was still kind of benign. Like, you never got the feeling that they were terrible people.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of goes against what I kind of like about their characters.
But you know what?
That's me being pedantic.
No, not even that, though. There's the thing. This is a world gone to shit.
Yeah.
Where, how could the guys who had a little chance get there now?
Okay, here's the last thing I'm going to say on that. During the In Space finale, the world was going to shit. It was the apocalypse, and Bulking Skull really, really
stood up. That was one of my most badass moments.
Yeah, I know.
We talked about that last week.
It doesn't detract from the quality of this film. I'm just saying that kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
If I was going to find something.
No, I agree with you. But
In a movie that took complete liberty with the characters, that does seem a little far. But again, it's one thing wrong, one of two things wrong with an otherwise amazing piece of art.
So check it out, people, and you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, go ahead.
Noble, what do you have to say on this?
I liked it. I'd like to see him do other seasons that weren't, like, in that timeline. Like, maybe if they did, like, Time Force or Wild Force.
I was going to say, it would have to be a later season, because the rest of them are dead.
Right, like, maybe do something like, maybe do a...
You monster!
Wild Force or Dino Thunder or Time
Force. Dino Thunder?!
He's just like, leading
a new resistance of new Rangers that he made.
But the best thing would have to be, like, Tommy's like this, like, grizzled old man.
Yeah! Aren't you a little too old to be a Power Ranger? Yes!
Never too old.
I am!
I'm getting too old for this shit, but I can still rock the unitard better than you, fucks.
Just like riding a bike.
It's like old man Logan leading the X-Men or something.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, God.
And with that, Chris needs to get on Photoshop.
Oh, wow. What an amazing day.
All right.
In this fan film, the role of Tommy Oliver will be played by...
Sean Connery.
Clint Eastwood.
Okay. He beat you, Paul.
Okay. Alright. I was gonna go with Ramirez.
Oh.
Your Power Rangers, Highlander.
There can be only five!
Teenagers.
Maybe six!
So you.
You are incredibly young. Teenagers, in fact. With attitudes.
I like it.
Cut!
I don't know.
What?
No.
So I think we're going to wrap up here.
Yeah.
All right. So, Noble, it was great to have you, man.
Yep. Great to be here.
And we hope you can come again sometime.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, plug all the things.
Yay. So, everyone listening, as always, you can find all of our shit at castranger.podbean.com. Subscribe to us on the iTunes. Just look under Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. We also have the Facebook page. And you can tweet at us at Ixy Studios. And that's about it.
Noble, do you have anything you want to plug?
I guess if my Twitter account is thenoble117. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then I say to you all, may the power protect you unless an invasion comes and just fucks everyone up.
And then just run. Just run! Don't fucking stand there, just run.
In which case, just let the machines take you, man. They'll turn you into like this weird Seven of Nines kind of thing. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be a party.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a party at Ernie's later.
Yeah. Which Ernie's? There's like three.
First one.
Lesbian porn between Seven of Nines and
the good ones.
My man.
Yeah, man.
The juice bar.
Let me just close this with a really, really great image in your heads. Really good lesbian porn done with Diva Talks and Seven of Nines from Star Trek. Yes.
What accent are you trying to pull?
I'm just talking.
That's not you talking.
He's 70s porn director.
Yeah.
I got them. I'm growing a mustache while we're talking. A big, dirty mustache.
Handlebars.
Anyway. Peace, everybody. See you later.
See you later.
Bye.